New water mains in Ecorse, sewer line upgrades in Benton Harbor, and lead service line replacements in multiple communities are the goals of more than $91 million in state grants recently awarded to Michigan communities. The MI Clean Water Plan grants through the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund, DWSRF. The Clean Water State Revolving Fund, CWSRF. The Emerging Contaminants in Small or Disadvantaged Communities Grant Program, ECSDC. And support from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA. Aim to help communities upgrade aging infrastructure, ensure healthy drinking water, and protect Michigan's environment. 70% of Michiganders are served by more than 1,000 community wastewater systems, and a similar percentage get drinking water from community water systems. Those systems often struggle to find resources to address legacy issues like aging drinking water and stormwater facilities, and emerging challenges like new standards for per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAs, forever chemicals. Gov. Gretchen Whitmer, the Michigan legislature, and federal agencies have ramped up funding for aging water infrastructure, a critical move to help ensure those water systems continue to protect public health and the environment, including Michigan's unmatched freshwater resources. More than half of EGLE's budget has traditionally passed through to Michigan cities, towns, villages, and other local government agencies to finance critical improvements that help them better protect residents and our natural resources. Ensuring healthy drinking water and safeguarding our Great Lakes and streams is an all-hands-on-deck effort, said Phil Ruse, EGLE director. This $91.4 million will help 20 communities accelerate critical projects like lead service line replacements and sewer system rehabilitations. Our MI Clean Water grants are examples of how EGLE and the Whitmer administration are working to braid state, federal, and local resources to rebuild water infrastructure across the state. Grant Roundup. Recent grants through the DWSRF. City of Ecorse for $7,575,000. Ecorse will replace approximately 10,000 linear feet of existing water main in areas where water mains are experiencing frequent breaks and low pressures. These replacements will occur along 2nd, 7th, 5th, 8th, Beach, and Mill Streets. Water main will be upsized from 6-inch mains to 8-inch ductile iron mains, and an existing 12-inch main will be replaced. An estimated 135 lead or galvanized service line replacements with copper services are planned concurrent with the water main replacement projects throughout the city. Charter Township of Union for $10,985,000. This project includes the construction of a Type 1 production well, critical improvements and expansions of the Isabella treatment facility, including expansion of the plant to accommodate a filter room equipped with one iron removal filter and a high-service pump room equipped with two high-services pumps, chemical feed, mechanical piping, and associated accessories. It is anticipated that approximately 60 lead service lines will be identified and replaced as part of the project. Charter Township of Grayling for $3,612,000. This grant provides the remaining financing needed to complete the project identified and initially funded under the ECSDC program. Total project funding is $25,060,000. Recent grants through the CWSRF. City of Melvindale for $4,160,000. This project includes pump station rehabilitation, construction of a wet weather storage tank, and sanitary sewer televising in the city of Melvindale, Melvindale. Melvindale has an administrative consent order for correction of sanitary sewer overflow, SSO. Pump station rehabilitation will occur at the Greenfield Road pump station and will include pump, valve, pressure sensor, and gas monitoring system replacements, as well as the addition of a 1 million gallon secondary storage tank to manage overflows during wet weather. Citywide sanitary sewer televising for the city's asset management plan will clean and televise approximately 35,000 linear feet of Melvindale sewer system to help identify areas that need repair and/or lining. City of Benton Harbor for $19,577,200. This project includes the replacement, rehabilitation of gravity sanitary sewer along numerous streets throughout Benton Harbor for structural integrity and/or to eliminate sanitary sewer overflows, assorted upgrades at 8 sanitary lift stations, and continued efforts related to Benton Harbor's Asset Management Plan, AMP, including televising gravity sewer via CCTV, and compiling data gathered into Benton Harbor's Geographic Information System map. This work is required for Benton Harbor to comply with their administrative consent order. Additionally, 11 water systems received grants for work related to the physical verification of service lines at properties where lead is suspected but not confirmed or where service line material is unknown but likely contains lead. The process to accomplish this effort includes hydrovacking on either side of each curb stop and performing in-building investigation to document service line materials. This project includes applicable restoration to original condition of hydrovac locations. Hydrovacking involves a piece of equipment that uses high-pressure water to cut and liquefy the soil, while simultaneously using high-volume vacuum to remove the soil from the excavation. The 11 recipients and their respective amounts. City of Portland, $256,500. City of Caseville, $143,998. New Buffalo Township, $106,000. City of Davison, $104,951. O Sable Charter Township, $107,100. Village of Benzonia, $84,000. Village of Matawan, $87,000. City of Coloma, $198,000. City of Saugatuck, $221,600. Village of South Range, $187,650. City of Adrian, $510,000. Earmarks through federal ARPA. City of Traverse City for $2 million. This project includes the removal and replacement of approximately 200 lead service lines within the city. Downriver Utility Wastewater Authority for $10 million. This project involves replacement of the ultraviolet, UV, disinfection system that is at the end of its useful life and is no longer serviced by the manufacturer. The existing equipment will be removed, and structural modifications will be made to the 5 UV channels, weirs, gates, and other ancillary components surrounding the UV system to accommodate the new equipment. Genesee County Drain Commissioner Division of Water and Waste Services for $10 million. This project involves the construction of digesters at the Anthony Ragnan Wastewater Treatment Plant, ARTP, located in Montrose, Michigan. The digesters will reduce the volume of biosolid waste and create renewable energy in the form of natural gas. This grant will specifically be used to construct 3 combined heat and power, CHP, generators to produce electricity and heat that can be used at the ARTP. Biogas cleaning and conditioning equipment necessary to meet gas quality standards is also included. Grants through EDSDC, Charter Township of Grayling for $21,448,000. The Grayling Army Airfield is a 923-acre area where aqueous firefighting foam, AFFF, was used and stored over the last several decades. Numerous wells within Grayling Township have been found to be contaminated with PFAS above the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Lifetime Health Advisory. There are 5 distinct areas that have been impacted or are likely to be impacted in the future, 1 to the east of the airfield, 2 to the southwest of the airfield, and 2 on the shores of nearby Lake Margrethe.